Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 5th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Yandex open sources neural network for 4x faster cleanup of remote coastlines. Yandex B2B Tech, Yandex School of Data Analysis, and the Far Eastern Federal University have open-sourced a neural network for faster cleanup of remote coastlines. The technology, successfully used in South Kamchatka Federal Nature Reserve, is now being tested in the Arctic. With a focus on ending plastic pollution, this solution can accelerate waste removal in ecologically sensitive zones. More than 11 million tons of plastic end up in oceans annually, threatening wildlife. The neural network automates waste detection, streamlining pollution assessment and cleanup operations. During expeditions, it helped clear 5 tons of waste 4 times faster than traditional methods. The AI solution leverages computer vision to map waste locations, estimate volume, and optimize logistics. The codebase is open source and available on GitHub for global adoption.
Green energy breaks, Foremost clean energy litted. NASDAQ FMST T secures 3-year exploration permit for Murphy Lake South Uranium Project. Foremost Clean Energy Ltd. has secured a 3-year exploration permit for its Murphy Lake South property in the Athabasca Basin. The permit allows for geochemical surveys, geophysics, and drilling of up to 30 holes, valid through December 31, 2027. The company is gearing up for a fully funded summer drill program, targeting areas near the high-grade Hurricane deposit. CEO Jason Barnard highlighted promising indicators of discovery potential. Foremost Clean Energy is positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for uranium through strategic exploration in a top jurisdiction. For more information, visit foremostcleanenergy.com.
Green Car News Breaks. Mullen Automotive Inc., MULN, EVs now eligible for up to $15,000 in Illinois incentives through ComEd program. Mullen Automotive Inc., NALN, has announced that its commercial electric vehicles are now eligible for up to $15,000 in incentives through Illinois' ComEd Business and Public Sector EV Rebate Program. Businesses purchasing Mullen vehicles through Pritchard EV or Range Truck Group may qualify for up to $7,500 per Mullen 1 Class 1 cargo van, with total savings reaching $15,000 when combined with federal tax credits. Medium-duty EVs may qualify for rebates up to $30,000, though those applications are currently waitlisted due to high demand. The ComEd program joins existing state-level incentives in California and Massachusetts, further expanding cost-saving options for fleet electrification.
Increasing affordability is accelerating global EV uptake. Electric vehicle adoption is accelerating globally thanks to the growing affordability of electric cars. A recent International Energy Agency report found that, despite challenges in the auto industry, electric vehicle sales are on the rise. This positive outlook presents an opportunity for companies like Massimo Group NASDAQ MAMO to increase their presence in the EV market. Green Car Stocks, a platform focusing on EVs and green energy, provides access to a wide network for companies looking to reach investors, consumers, and the public.
South Dakota establishes itself as a renewable energy leader. South Dakota has quietly established itself as a leader in America's renewable energy space, with an energy portfolio rivaling green states like Vermont and Oregon. Firms like SolarBank Corp are poised to benefit as more states embrace green power. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. With a seasoned team of journalists, GES provides unparalleled recognition and brand awareness for its clients. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com. Silvercorp Metals Inc. American SVM is one to watch. Silvercorp Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American as SVM and on the TSX as SVM, had a standout fiscal 2025 with record revenues of nearly $299 million. They produced 6.9 million ounces of silver, showing an 11% year-over-year growth in silver equivalent output, with an all-in sustaining cost of $12.12 per ounce of silver over the past year. Silvercorp maintains industry-leading margins as a low-cost producer. The company boasts a strong balance sheet with over $369 million in cash and a strategic equity portfolio, ensuring financial flexibility for future growth. Construction of the El Domo copper gold mine is underway, with production expected by the end of 2026. Silvercorp is dedicated to environmental and social governance, holding an MSCI ESG rating of A, and prioritizing local employment and procurement. For more information, visit Silvercorp's newsroom. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.